Hey man, I don't know about you, but that certainly, as I watched that a number of times, certainly an upward call for me, and I think for each man in this room. And I do want to say to the sisters, to the women, we certainly want to be the men that God is calling us to be, and we certainly want to ask ourselves that question, how are you living? At this time, we're coming to the Lord's Supper, where we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and everything that God is for us in Jesus. And as I was watching this talk, and we were discussing it in one of our staff meetings, I was thinking of how descriptive everything that he said in that message is of Jesus. And there's a passage in John chapter 19, I think it is, where the people they have arrested Jesus, they brought him to Pilate to be crucified. But Pilate comes out in John 19, he presents Jesus to the people, and he says, "Behold the man." And as he said, his dad asked him, "Be a man, not a white man, not a black man, not a brown man, but a man." I thought that is what Jesus was and is, a man of God. And in Philippians chapter 2, now, we're just going to read this text, and then we're going to say a prayer. But in Philippians chapter 2, I think so descriptive as we read through this passage, or I'll read it for us as we read through the passage, it's so descriptive of who Jesus is and the influence in him being a man and what that means for you and me today and how it enables us to be who it is that we need to be as men. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, Paul obviously writes to church in Philippi, and he says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, because of who he is and how he lived and how he humbled himself and how he took up the servant's tale, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our Father in heaven." Let's pray together at this time. Father, we thank you so much just for the kind of Father that you are. You are a Father of compassion, of mercy, of kindness. Yet you discipline us as required for it to help us move in the right direction. But your greatest gift to us is in your Son. And we thank you for who he is. We thank you for who you are through him. For that he was the man that we all look up to. He was the man who had the glory of heaven and yet was willing to let go of it all and empty himself to live a life here on earth to show us how to be men. Father, to enable us to draw nearer to you, to enable us to be rescued from the present age, to be rescued from the hold that sin has on men, particular today, and all kinds of things, that he could yank us from that, to be who it is that you have made us to be, that we can be men and husbands and fathers that reflect the image of your Son into the world. Father, we certainly cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot do it without your Spirit, without your Word, without your people, and without your Son as an example. And this morning, as we eat the bread, as we drink the fruit of the vine, I pray that we're done with a great spirit of gratitude and celebration, and that as we take the Lord's Supper, that we will in our hearts be able to say, "Behold the man," and be thankful in our hearts. For we love you, we pray in your Son's name. Amen.